I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of northern and central Illinois until noon today. The National Weather Service says the ice storm that swept across the state left accumulation of up to a tenth of an inch. They warn drivers to give themselves extra time to navigate potentially slick roads. In other news, farmers and advocates are worried about Illinois' proposed rules for industrial hemp. They shared their concerns Tuesday at a public hearing with the State Department of Agriculture. Some Illinois farmers want to extract CBD oil from the crop, but the proposed rules say all hemp seeds must be certified by the Association of Official Seed Certifying Agencies, known as IOSCA. Farmer John Furlow says those strains do not have high CBD content.
The IOSCA strains that I have access to now would produce 2 to 3% CBD, which I could sell in the market for approximately $20 to $30 per pound of dried material.
Furlow says other states allow strains with higher CBD content, which sell at roughly $100 per pound. The Agriculture Department will continue accepting public comments through February 11th. Illinois Democrats are moving ahead this week with a $15 minimum wage. Brian Mackey has more.
The plan has been in flux during negotiations, but as of this report, it would begin phasing in next year. The current Illinois minimum wage is $8.25 an hour. Democratic State Senator Kim Lightford from Maywood says that'd go up by a dollar on January 1st, another 75 cents in July next year, and then a dollar every January until it gets to 15. If you're keeping score at home, that $15 wage would finally arrive in the year 2025.
We're making a huge stride to bring fairness and justice to help people have an ability to rise out of poverty but work for it at the same time.
Some business groups are still opposed, favoring a regional approach where Chicago might go to 15, but the wage would be lower downstate. I'm Brian Mackey.
An Illinois consumer advocacy group is offering new tips for reducing pesky computer-generated phone calls. Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, released its Guide to Fighting Robocalls this week. It's available for free through the organization's website. CUB says technology is allowing scam artists to make thousands of calls per minute. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Reaction to the State of the Union address in Illinois' congressional delegation falls along party lines. Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth say the nation remains less secure with President Trump in office. Duckworth called the speech another example of, quote, reckless rhetoric. Representatives Mike Bost of Murfreesboro and John Shimkus of Collinsville, both Republicans, say they were pleased to hear the president speak about economic success, and they look forward to continuing work on border security. In the Metro East, Madison County set a record last year with 109 drug-related deaths. The Belleville News Democrat reports Coroner Stephen Nahn issued a warning in his annual report, saying he's alarmed by the number of tragic deaths. The 109 deaths were more than previous highs. 91 died in 2014, for example. Most of the deaths were caused by a mix of substances instead of just heroin, which is a major cause in years past. Specifically, the coroner's office named fentanyl and similar substances, saying it's more appealing because it's easier to make and easier to deliver. Other drugs included cocaine, methadone, and methamphetamine, along with prescription drug overdose. Elsewhere in southern Illinois, there were 2 overdose deaths in Clinton County and 54 drug-related deaths in St. Clair County. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is awarding nearly $29 million in park grants. Those grants will help fund 89 projects in communities all over the state. In the southern half, for example, grant funding is going to Vienna, Metropolis, Sandoval, and Dietrich. I'm Jennifer Fuller.